This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden suggests he has a path around Congress to get more aid to Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Last week's deal to keep the government open did not include the $13 billion in supplemental aid the president's seeking, with several Republicans like Jim Jordan against it.
The most pressing issue on Americans' minds is not Ukraine.
At the White House.
It does worry me.
But the president says there's a plan B. So what would that look like?
He's going to speak to this when he's ready to do so.
The president and spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre say he's planning a major speech on Ukraine and remains confident the money will flow, with top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer saying most lawmakers are on board. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The trial that could block former U.S. President Donald Trump from doing business in New York is drilling down on a major question. Was it his company or was it hired accountants that bore responsibility for financial statements that the state calls fraudulent? Accountants were on the witness stand Wednesday with Trump at the defense table for part of a third day. Lawyers for State Attorney General Letitia James are seeking to show the accountants relied entirely on information supplied by Trump and his company. The United States conducted a test of its emergency warning system on Wednesday, sending alerts across cell phones, radio, and television to millions of Americans. The emergency system sounded during the White House briefing, interrupting it.
As supporting the brave people of Ukraine to continue that support. It is. Oh, there you go. Okay, thanks, everybody. I'm just kidding.
It was the seventh such test of the emergency alert system by FEMA and